The U.S. Navy in Hawaii is setting a goal of generating 50% of its electricity from renewable energy sources in the next 4 years by the year 2020. Assistant Secretary of the Navy Dennis McGinn signed the Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the state.
Our goal by 50% by 2020 in the Department of the Navy, all ways to getting to the kind of clean energy economy that does in fact optimize energy, environmental, and economic security.
Rear Admiral John Korka is in charge of the Naval Facilities Engineering Command at Pearl Harbor. He says the Navy's annual electricity use is about 185 megawatts, or 14% of the total load for the entire state.
We're hovering at around 30 to 35% of our demand right now comes from renewable. Photovoltaic is probably the two largest drivers. Right now in Waipio, there's 11 megawatts of power that should come online next fall. There's opportunities in Westlock that can even take it a lot further.
The Navy also set a goal of reducing gasoline consumption by 50%. About 860 million gallons of gasoline was burned for transportation in Hawaii in 2014. Three working groups have been established between the Navy and the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism to address these issues. Hawaii State Energy Administrator Mark Glick says the Navy will help the state reach its goal of 100% renewable energy by 2045.
Today, in the electricity sector, we've reached 24%. So we're almost a quarter of the way to our 100% goal. We have to get to 30% by 2020. And so we have to come up with much more aggressive solutions. But we can make that 6%. Really, our bigger challenge is going to be 2030, when we still have to meet 40% renewable energy.
Hawaiian Electric Company is also pursuing renewable energy integration with other military services in Hawaii. HECO President and CEO Alan Oshima says the memorandum with the Navy is another example of what can be done.
We are more ahead than any other electric utility in the nation on renewable integration. Hawaii is a demonstration on a small state that is disconnected from any others, and that's the important thing, to be self-reliant. So we have to get it right, not always at the least cost, to maintain resiliency, reliability, safety for our economy and our customers.
Governor David Ige signed the agreement on behalf of the state. After the signing, he said the Navy has a more aggressive goal than the state, but the combined effort is a model for other nations.
As I've traveled across Asia and met with leaders in China and Korea and Japan, just talking about the joint projects and the fact that if some place as isolated as Hawaii is committed to the renewable future, really encourages others to be bolder, more aspirational in moving toward clean energy.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.